Satellite Sisters, everybody, and hey, it's time for Lab Rats. You love it? Sheila Dolan in Los Angeles. We love it. Monica Dolan in Portland, Oregon. Lab Rats is a special time of the show, right, Monica, when we road test consumer products and report back for you.
You know what, Sheila? A couple of weeks ago, we got a letter from Stephanie, and she wanted the Lab Rats to test stick-on bras, okay?
Yes, she
like
did.
Like the stick-on bras that you wear with backless dresses. And we debated it, but I just didn't think I could do the stick-on bra, but we didn't abandon the bra testing idea.
No, we didn't.
Stephanie was on to something. So this week, the Lab Rats tested sports bras.
We went to sports bras because we wear sports bras. But you know what? if you have a suggestion for the Lab Rats, write to us at satellitesisters.com. I know all you men out there would want us to test sports bras every week, but then it wouldn't be called Lab Rats. It'd be called Boob Rats. And we are not that, right, Monica?
No, we're not.
Just get over it. You're going to be hearing the word boob a lot during this new report. It's going to be boobs a lot, okay? Move on.
Okay, so we tested three different make and models of sports bras. The first one was the Moving Comfort Cameo Racerback. Then we tested the Donna Karan Comfort Active Bra. And finally, the Champion Double Dry Bra.
That's right, Monica. Now, methodology and what was I looking for? You know, interesting, Susie wrote to me and said, today I was listening to your show and heard you're going to test sports bras. I'm a 34D. Well, we don't really care, Susie, but that's okay. You offered it up. She has a hard time finding good support, Liz. Mm-hmm. She either ends up with the uni boob idea.
I think we've all experienced that.
Or as she says, the torpedo boobs. So she says it's hard to find. And you know what, Susie? It is hard to find. And
she's exactly right.
I mean, if a sports bra could be in what I call my regular bra, this is the Tisha bra, the Oprah bra.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I wish. I hold it out for you, Liz, just to feel.
Because why are you holding your bra?
Well, I just want you to know that, as the saleswoman said to me, those things ain't going to move in there. So, I mean, that is really what I'm looking for in a sports bra. But, Susie, to each his own. I mean, each breast has its place, if you know what I mean. I go for the uniboob look. I like the classic compression.
And that I cannot understand.
I love that. Now, we went to the Lucy's store. You know, you can go to many fine department stores to test sports bras, but the Lucy's store is where I went. The lighting in the Lucy's store made me look like Heidi Klum. I mean, I could have bought a paper bag and look good. They have some sort of weird seductive lighting in there, Liz.
Nice.
Plus, they give you free water, Lucy water,
nice,
to test while you're putting on your bras. Let's keep it simple. Classic compression and an anti-wicking fabric. Go, Monica.
Okay. You know what? I went to Lucy, and I also went to Macy's, which had a terrific selection. And Claire emailed us, just an FYI, she buys all of her sports bras at Title IX. They have retail stores, and they're also online, and they have like a barbell rating system at Title IX, and I guess the number of barbells kind of corresponds to your boob size.
Oh.
So I just an FYI, Sheila, I took at least 13 bras into the dressing room, and then I had my
13. Why did you test okay, go ahead. 13 seems like you must have a lot of sensitivity today, do you?
I do, actually. Then I took my secret reporter's notebook into the dressing room, and the salesperson kept asking me, do you need something else? Are you all right
yes.
in there? But I was writing down my comments and my ratings in my secret reporter's notebook.
Oh, you wrote stuff down? I didn't. I just drank water and called you.
So it took me quite a long time, but you know what? Ladies, here's the universal truth, and every woman knows this. All you have to do is try on a bra, and you know it's either a match or it's not going to work for you.
There you go. Yes.
So, but let me tell you about my needs. My needs are bigger than Sheila's needs. I am...
Okay, we know where you're going with that.
I am larger than a size 34 and smaller than a size 38, so you do the math
okay,
on that.
Okay, all right, we hear you.
Here's how I tested them. I tried them on. I did what I called the bounce test. Mm-hmm. So I was doing some aerobic maneuvers in the dressing room. And then I did the t-shirt test. I put my t-shirt on because you know what? You know that look when it looks like you're wearing like an armored breastplate under your t-shirt?
Yes. Sure do. Yes.
That's a no-go for me. Mm-hmm. All right.
So those are the tests.
I want separation, okay? Mm-hmm. Because when there's too much togetherness in my case, it's not a good thing.
Okay. It's just too much.
All right.
I need compartmentalization. Is what I'm talking about.
Oh,
I need things to be compartmentalized and supported.
Okay. We're the Lab Rats. Today we're testing sports bras. Let's get going. This is the Moving Comfort Cameo Racer Back Bra is first up. It's $38. It's moving. Yeah, things were moving, all right, all over the place. This has no support, zero support. It has a bad shape to it, Monica. It came in a variety of colors and patterns, but who wants to walk around in a plaid, you know, a bra with your boobs juggling all over the place? No go. Two paws down for the Moving Comfort Cameo Racer Back.
Okay, well, Sheila, I like the classic T-back kind of Unibra design, but it was a flat shelf, but inside it had these like depressions for your buddies.
Go ahead, you can say boobs again.
Buddies. No, buddies is good.
We'll just call them buddies. You know what? I could not breathe. I felt like I was it was like a stiff pancake flattening device. Two paws down for the Moving Comfort. It didn't do it for me.
All right, two paws down. Hey, Donna Karen is up next. A very well-known name. She makes a comfort active bra. This is a beefed up conventional bra with underwire that retails for $48. Now, I bought this bra years ago.
You keep reaching into the bag and then not pulling anything out. I'm so disappointed.
No, I was strangely compelled to the Donna Karen bra a few years ago. And what happened was I found myself wearing it to bed at night. And I don't know why. This is just an admission I have to make. I found, and then one night the bra.
That is such an old lady move.
Yes.
When you start wearing your bra to bed at night, Sheila.
Well, I wasn't used to the compartmentalization and the separation factor. And then one night the bra attacked me in bed. It really did. It is that big a bra. This bra is huge. It's got an 8-inch wide band. It doesn't stop. There's underwire everywhere. Two paws down for the Dot and Karen, unless you want to look like you're wearing a breastplate. Monica?
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't disagree more. I mean, it was, for me, this Donna Karen bra, it was my surprising find of the year.
Are you kidding? That's
find
sad.
Of the year.
Are you wearing it to bed yet?
I loved the lift and the separation. I loved the major underwire, but I'm an underwire lover. I'll admit it. I love the soft cotton feel and the mesh back panel. I tell you, I am addicted to this bra.
Do you only have one? I suggest you go out and buy another one because you're going to need another one.
Ladies, you know what I mean when you become addicted to a bra.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
You know what? I did not think the support it provided would survive like a cardio salsa aerobics class. It's great for walking. I have to give it two enthusiastic paws up.
All right. Lastly, Liz, here it goes. Champion Double Dry.
Okay, she's actually pulling something out of the bag this time. Ooh, nice pale blue color.
It's an Easter blue color.
Yeah.
It's got a gorgeous, gorgeous feel to it. And now I love the Champion brand. This is Sheila. This is the classic double dry. It's got compression. It's got moisture wicking. And you know what? Times have changed since seventh grade. I'm flashing back to Miss Thompson, our guidance counselor, who we called the community chest. I don't know if you remember that.
I recall that, yes.
Poor Miss Thompson. And
so mean that we called our teacher community chest.
I know, and we used to say that her bra was the over the boulder shoulder holder. Times have changed, people. The Champion makes an updated, soft, modern look that is classic compression. I love this bra. It's $33. I love the whole Champion family. Two paws up from this rat.
Okay, Sheila, you know what? The Champion Double Dry, it was very comfortable. It was the lightest bra I tried on, but you know what? I bounced all over the joint
in this one. Oh, you're kidding me.
It did not pass my bounce test.
Oh, no. I loved it.
I don't think it's designed for, like, three barbell-chested women or whatever that rating system is. I don't think it's designed for large-chested women.
Well, so. Did you buy a size smaller than you normally are? And it compresses you in. You didn't know that? Leon and I do that all the time.
Well, you can't breathe if you do that.
And you can't get out of it. That's the problem. You get it on and you can never take it off.
All right. So what did you feel of the champion? How many paws up?
For me, I had to give it 2 paws down. I would not buy this bra again.
Oh, my gosh, Monica. All right.
You know what, Sheila? I tried on a couple of other bras I want to recommend if you like the compartmentalization.
Yes.
The Champion Double Dry Gel Strap Underwire. Holy cow. It's got it all. And also the Moving Comfort Kara Underwire.
Really?
I just went out on my own and did a little underwire testing because
okay.
I know that's not your thing.
No,
underwire.
Go for it. No, I like this Champion Scoop Skinny Strap Sports Bra. It's got a built-in cup, but not too bad. Not too much separation and compartmentalization, but it still has the smooth look that I love.
The smooth uniboob look.
And then if all goes, you know, if you can't find a bra, just get the Tisha bra by Oprah. Again, those things ain't moving
okay,
in there.
Okay, it's not by Oprah.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I hope we've covered all your boobs needs.
Let's recap our findings.
Let's do that, Monica. Monica loved the Donna Karan
correct.
Bra. That is the underwire bra. And I loved the Champion Double Dry Anti-Wicking Classic Compression bra. Hey, Monica. Whew. Let's tell people what we're testing next week.
Oh, this is going to be exciting. Quick, casual Caesar salads.
You just go in and out, people. You want a good taste in Caesar salad? We are going to some national chains, and we are going to be testing Caesar salads with our bras on.
All right. If you have any other suggestions for things you want to hear the rats do in the future, you know what to do. You just go to satellitesisters.com and send us an email. While you're there, I think we have some of your previous reports posted in the audio archive. So they've tried everything once. You want to check that out at satellitesisters.com. Stay with us. So obscure and silent.